Is wearing a niqab, that face veil used by Muslim women, un-Canadian? Canadian Prime Minister Brian Harper thinks so. We're going to hear about that story and more from Canada from our Canadian correspondent Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Welcome, Vaughn.
Hello, Ross.
So how did Prime Minister Brian Harper come to weigh in on the question of Muslim women wearing a face veil?
We had a court in Canada essentially say that a woman was able to wear a face veil while applying for citizenship. They tried to turn her down. The Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, says that's not good enough. He says you can't apply for citizenship with your face covered, and the government is going to both appeal the decision and, if necessary, try to address the law as well. It's an election year in Canada, and the Prime Minister chose to make this speech about this, that most Canadians believe it is offensive that someone would hide their identity at the moment they're committing to join the Canadian family. Made that speech in the province of Quebec, and this is actually a pretty popular position in Quebec, where the idea of the niqab is opposed. What, something like 70% of Quebecers think that this is the wrong decision by the court, so popular stand being taken by the Prime Minister. There's been some criticism from civil liberties groups and things like that, but it's an election year.
Well, politics working well, perhaps, for Harper making this statement in Quebec, but it's a big country. How's this playing in British Columbia and other parts of Canada?
I don't think there's a lot of sympathy on this one. I mean, yes, there are some people that understand the issue in a way and the importance of being sensitive on this issue. We've had this issue was knocked around for a while. We had an issue over whether or not you could cover your face to get a driver's license, and the courts on that one said no, that having your face on your driver's license was critical, and applying for a driver's license was a privilege, not a right. So they upheld the law on that. We then had a court case where the issue was, did you have to show your face to vote? Well, on that one, the court said, you know, people vote by mail. Well, you don't show your face to do that. So the court argued on that providing you had a proper ID or attestation from someone else, that wasn't it. So this is sort of the third case we've had on this. This one, as I say, involves applying for citizenship. The Prime Minister staked out his position. We'll see whether or not the courts in the long run agree with him.
What's the reasoning behind saying that when you're applying for citizenship, you can't have part of your face covered? I mean, is there an identity card photo taken at that time? What's going on here?
It's both, Ross. I think it's both the question of the statement you make by covering your face when you're applying for citizenship, and the other issue, which is a strong issue in Quebec, which is a secular society, a society that's very conscious of being secular. Quebec, for example, has brought in a law that limits prominent display of religious symbolism of any kind by people in the public service. So a large cross, face covering, and so forth. It's come up in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police some years ago over whether or not Sikh members of the force could wear turbans. Decided they could. It didn't affect their ability to do their job. So they don't have to wear those furry muskrat hats that other RCMP officers wear. They can wear a turban.
Interesting case about what Canadian identity means. I'm speaking with Vaughn Palmer, Vancouver Sun columnist, and our guest each week. A Canadian Beagle.
Oh, man.
Miss
P. This is a great story.
Won the best of show at the Westminster Kennel Club. Reportedly, the packed crowd at Madison Square Garden gasped at this surprise announcement. I guess lowly beagles do not often win this competition.
Only one beagle has ever triumphed before, and I gather it was an ancestor of this particular beagle, or at least an uncle anyway. The beagle is from Enderby, British Columbia, a lovely town in the interior of BC, north of your Okanagan. I see the mayor of Enderby says he's going to hold a parade for Miss P when she finally gets home with her owners. The lip-smacking coverage of this one in Canadian newspapers noted a couple of things. The beagle defeated Patty Hearst's Shih Tzu, and it also defeated a Portuguese water dog that was a cousin of the president's water dog. So this is a big win. 2,700 dogs. The one thing about it that I love is, like, a beagle to me is just a friendly dog you meet on the street. you see these dog shows and the amount of grooming that goes on for the long hairs and the bows and all that, and a plain old beagle walks in and takes the prize. It's not, of course, a plain old beagle. I believe a purebred beagle will set you back about $1,600 Canadian, and I wouldn't be surprised if the price has just gone up.
Is there going to be a triumphant welcome when Ms. P flies back to Canada?
Well, yeah. I mean, the mayor of Enderby says if the owners are agreeable, they're planning a parade through town. So Enderby's a town, I think, of a couple of thousand people. So, and I would expect you'll get a fair amount of media coverage of this one. You know in our business, Ross, how animal stories play. Look what we're talking about today.
Vaughn Palmer with news and more from the North each week on KUOW. He's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Thank you so much, Vaughn.
Great. Bye-bye, Ross.
This is The Record on KUOW.